This is the Paraplegics Podcast. Now, that was a new intro song, changed from a classic, beautiful-sounding ukulele to a more spooky theme song, because after all, it's close to Halloween. But first on the list to talk about today is the new movie that came out. Didn't come out yet, comes out tomorrow, but it's called Inferno. And it is the sequel to The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons. Now, obviously, neither of us have seen Inferno yet, but based on the reviews, it doesn't look good. This movie's trash, apparently. But I saw The Da Vinci Code, and I saw Angels and Demons. Now, Nick, did you see those two?
I've seen both, and I really liked the first one, and I thought the second one was pretty good. And third one, though, is not looking good, like you said.
Yeah. I usually like Tom Hanks. He's a pretty good actor. But I enjoyed the first one. The second one was okay. A little silly, but was decent. But yeah, as said before, new movie does not look good. But next up on the list is album by Green Day, Revolution Radio, that came out a couple weeks ago. Now, I listened to this as soon as I could, because I am pretty big Green Day fan. My favorite albums would be American Idiot and, probably Nimrod too. That one was really good, but a lot of people didn't like the trilogy albums, Uno, Dos, and Tre, but I thought those were okay. Like, not bad. A lot of people really trashed them, but I kind of liked them. But this new album is probably one of my least favorite Green Day albums that's come out for a while, because I heard some people trashing it. I heard some people saying it was their best album, which I don't know how you could say that, but there's some pretty terrible lyrics in this album. Like, there's some good melodies and good melodies, but some of the lyrics on here are just really gross.
Yeah, it, like, I want to hold you like a gun, we'll shoot the moon into the sun. Like, what does that even mean? Like,
I have to say, Nick, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
It was really bad, the album. I liked how he kind of politicalized it. He tried to bring up important issues in the current news.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that, but some of it just did not make sense at all.
The lead off single Bang Bang was supposed to be focused from the point of view of like a school shooter or mass shooter or whatever, and I mean, obviously the lyrics are gonna be kind of questionable because it's from the perspective of that type of person.
Yeah.
But like this one part, Daddy's Little Psycho and Mommy's Little Soldier, that just, when he says it in the song, it just sounds like awkward. And that it can't, the whole like album sounds weird because the vocals are so clean and they sound like really, I don't know about process, but the albums from Green Day before sounded differently for the vocals. So I don't know if it's a big change for Billy Joe Armstrong, but I don't know, I just didn't like it. But there's one song, Still Breathing. I kind of like that one. I like the like sound of it, but again, there's lyrical issues because like for a large amount of the verses, he just says, I'm like blank. Like one of them is, I'm like a soldier coming home for the first time. But he doesn't really explain how he's like them. He just says, I'm still alive, which technically you could say that about really anything.
Yeah.
And a lot of these types of people and examples he comes up with are kind of random and not really specific enough to make you think that he knows what that feels like. It just kind of feels like a basic simile that some sort of like first grader or something came up with.
What I do like is that they centralized all their songs into one album. Because they had that, like, Uno, Dos, Tres album. where they just gave you 30 songs all at once.
And, yeah, well...
And some of them were, like, really bad, and then they had a lot of really good ones.
Yeah.
Kind of scattered throughout them. And this one, it just seems like they tried to put all their good songs into one album, and I...
The only thing that sucks is that they're not good.
Yeah.
All right, and now on to our final topic of the day, which is favorite movies. Now, to fit the theme of the month of October and the upcoming Halloween in a couple days, we have chosen to talk about our favorite scary movies.
I'll start. The Nightmare Before Christmas, where he tries to take over Christmas land and steal Santa. It was one of the first kind of like horror movies I saw when I was a kid. And it had a lasting effect, and I really enjoyed it, and it's definitely probably my favorite.
Yeah, I really like that movie too. I generally like those Tim Burton movies.
Yeah.
You know, I heard... Yeah, no, but... So it was kind of funny, though. My uncle, when he first saw it, he, like, saw it, like, the day it came out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually the only movie ever he's walked out of.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, dude, it was good. And he was expecting, like, a legit horror movie.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of like this Christmassy musical.
Yeah, it's like an animated.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. But, for me, there's, like, three movies I like. I just want to give a shout out to The Cabin in the Woods, which isn't my favorite, like, scary movie, but I think it's just a great movie to watch, like, on Halloween, because it encompasses a lot of what generic horror movies are, but then puts, like, a comedic twist on it that's pretty unique. And then also, the American remake of The Ring, I really liked. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of the...
Yeah, I really liked it. I don't know why. I just remember it really, like, scared me. And I didn't, like, see it, like, a really long time ago. It was only a couple years ago. And I generally don't get scared that much by movies, like, after the fact. But that one, for a while, I was like, maybe I should sleep with the light on.
Yeah.
And then I think my actual favorite movie, horror movie, would probably be The Conjuring, which came out only, like, 3 years ago. But... That was probably the scariest movie I ever saw. Like, it really was... Bleh.
Were you ever a fan of the paranormal movies?
I saw the first one. I saw the first three.
I saw the first two.
I kinda liked the first one. The second one was okay.
They seem to make one every year now.
Oh, yeah. But the third one I saw was pretty garbage. It was not that good.
I didn't really like the second one.
Oh. Actually, I think... I thought the second one was okay. It was okay. But, yeah. Also, another really good horror movie. One kind of older, but... I like The Shining a lot with Jack Nicholson. It's a creepy movie. I only watched it recently. Creepy, like, yeah. I heard it was really good. I was like, oh, I know this is a really good movie. I need to watch it, but I just never got around to it. And I finally watched it, like, over the summer. And I was like, okay, yeah, that was good. Yeah. I see what everyone's talking about now. I expect to be disappointed, though. Have you seen The Shining?
Not yet, but my psych teacher has recommended it. So, I'm going to watch it.
Gotcha. All right, well, you know, I think that might...
That's good, yeah.
That might do it for the podcast. So, goodbye.